It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Round two, fight.
Ah, who's ready for a rematch? Number 5, Oregon. Number 1, Indiana. Meet for a second time this season in today's Peach Bowl from Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Today, here on The Morning Conversation, we're previewing the Ducks and the Hoosiers, the sequel. You might remember the original, October 11th, Autzen Stadium.
Final score. I want to say it was close. It sort of was, but then it wasn't. Indiana 30, Oregon 20.
That's Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield with the final call as Indiana scored the final 10 points to beat the Ducks in front of 59,625 fans on a cloudy fall Saturday afternoon in Eugene. The rematch today will likely feature a larger crowd, and it's indoors, so the cloudy and possible wet Atlanta weather won't have much of an impact. But the familiarity between the Ducks and the Hoosiers could play a big role in the outcome of today's college football playoff semifinal. Head coaches Dan Lanning and Kurt Cignetti have been asked more than enough whether the first meeting will influence the Peach Bowl.
You watch both these teams. Neither one of us are the same team that you saw earlier in the season when we played each other. I think we've grown in a lot of different ways, found different strengths. As your team changes, you change and you adapt to your strengths of your team, and you see the same thing with Indiana.
Well, that, of course, is Dan Lanning, head coach of the Oregon Ducks. Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti had a similar response.
Second time around, we're both going to watch the tape of the first game, see what we did well, see what we didn't do well. And, maybe some wrinkles. Both teams will have some wrinkles, obviously, and both teams have sort of morphed since that game because it was a while back. You put the best plan together you can. But at the end of the day, it's which team executes the best plan play out.
Well, neither Oregon nor Indiana executed exactly the way that they wanted to back in October. Both offenses fell well below their season averages. Linebacker Bryce Betcher has chosen to look at the silver lining in the wake of Oregon's only loss of the season.
I'm a believer everything happens for a reason. I think we needed that to kind of wake us up. Obviously, we came off a big Penn State win and kind of thought we were, pretty cool going into that week and pretty confident and got a little lackadaisical with our prep, I think. So it was a good wake-up call. And, I think the rest of the season leading up to this point is a pretty good testament to the way we responded to that loss.
The Hoosiers and the Ducks have compiled a string of W's over the last 13 weeks. Indiana is coming off of its 14th victory of the year, a 38-3 win over Alabama in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. It was a historic accomplishment. The Hoosiers became the first team to win in the quarterfinals after having a first-round bye. Linebacker Isaiah Jones said the Hoosiers didn't get caught up in the jinx of the first-round storyline.
I had heard, about the teams with the bye, the curse, and all that. No one really pays attention to that for us. I think we were all getting pretty antsy with that 25-day break. We were all kind of itching to get back out there. And, what makes this team special is we have a lot of guys that just love football. And so I think if you gave us a game every single day, these guys would go out there ready to play, fired up.
Oregon, a victim of the first round bye jinx last year, shut out Texas Tech 23-0 in the Orange Bowl to advance to the semifinals. That goose egg was the first postseason shutout for the Ducks since 1917. In the week since Oregon won the Orange Bowl, injuries and the transfer portal have been a consistent topic of conversation. It's somewhat to be expected as the transfer portal opened on January 2nd, and teams are grinding away as they prepare for the 15th game of the year. But the Ducks have been hit hard by both. News broke earlier in the week that Oregon star freshman running back Jordan Davison would miss the Peach Bowl with a reported broken collarbone. It's a big loss for the Ducks as Davison scored a pair of touchdowns in the win over Texas Tech. Coupled with four Oregon running backs departing via the portal, and suddenly the Ducks find themselves woefully thin in the backfield. But the Ducks and quarterback Dante Moore are making no excuses.
This whole year, we've been doing a great job when it comes to, you know, next man up mentality. A lot of players have stepped up for us. But yeah, it's a lot of, you know, distractions going on in college football right now. Portal, NIL, you know, people being hurt. But Coach Lane's doing a great job making sure we're focused, you know, understanding that there's only four teams left. These are things that you dreamed of, you know. I don't know if Oregon's ever been in a Orange Bowl or a Chick-fil-A Bowl. Like, these are things that as a kid that you, you know, just wish for, and you got to be present where your feet is at. Of course, the portal has a window of when it opens and closes. So, you know, a lot of it is just, you know, business. People got to make their decisions and go from there. But, you know, we're just more excited. We're ready for this game and ready to get going.
When the Ducks touched down in Atlanta this week, Dan Lanning made it known that the guys that got off the plane are ready to go to fight for the Ducks.
Ultimately, we're really excited about the guys that could take the field. I got complete trust in our players. And regardless of what happens in this game, right, you go play and you play to win the game. But when you're playing a great team like Indiana, regardless of what happens, to be one of four teams left in college football is an unbelievable honor that we'll never recognize and we'd certainly never be satisfied with. Regardless, there's only one result that makes us happy at the end of the day. But I promise that we'll have 11 guys on the field that are going to want to play winning football and play to the standard necessary for our team.
Senior Noah Whittington is expected to be Oregon's lead back, as he has been all season. He leads the team in carries and yards and has 6 touchdowns. But late yesterday, Whittington popped up on the injury report as questionable, a concern for the depleted running back room. U of O will also have freshman De'Aaron Hill Jr. available, and junior Jay Harris is dressed down and available despite putting his name into the transfer portal. Indiana didn't have any major injury updates this week, except for kickoff specialist Brendan Frank, who is listed as doubtful. Oregon's defense is coming off of a stellar performance, but will be tasked with slowing down Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza. The quarterback has been tough to control all season. He threw for 215 yards and a touchdown, as well as an interception in the first meeting with Oregon. Dan Lanning shared his thoughts on what makes Mendoza so impressive.
I think one of the things that really stick out with Mendoza is he takes the ball where it's supposed to go. You know, everybody says that, and you realize in one high where he's taking the throw, okay, in two high where he's taking the throw, in zone where does he take the throw, and doesn't get enough credit for his feet. Is an unbelievable scrambler. Was able to do that against us last time. So does a great job of taking off when it's there, when his first read's not there, and he has great weapons to throw to.
Omar Cooper Jr. and Elijah Surratt have been the main recipients of Mendoza's targets this year. The duo has combined for over 1,500 yards and 25 touchdown receptions. Now, on the other side, with a depleted backfield, Oregon quarterback Dante Moore might be asked to do a lot more with his arm this week. In his first showdown with the Hoosiers, Moore passed for 186 yards, a touchdown, and a season-high 2 interceptions. He was sacked 6 times against Indiana, as their defense continues to be very stout. And that surely was a catalyst for one of his lesser performances of the year. Starting center Iapani Lalo'ulu said protecting Moore is a top priority.
Yeah, just really watching film, just getting every nugget that we can. You know, Coach Terry and the law firm coaches, they do a great job every single day, day in and day out, just really watching film, trying to get us prepared for whatever Indiana's going to bring. And whatever we're going to bring, you know, part of that's different. So we just got to be prepared and be ready to adapt and execute.
Well, there is still plenty of game film to study. Noah Whittington, though, said at this point in the season, he feels that it really comes down to one main thing for the matchup.
Football is universal. So, I mean, we all run the same stuff. You know, it's about how you go out there and execute it. And, you know, it's about physical dominance, honestly, in the run game. You know, line up against the person you're going against and move them. And, you know, it creates lanes. Like, I mean, they're going to know what we're going to run. We're going to know what they're going to run. It's about who's going to out-physical the opponent and stop it.
Well, the winner today moves on to face Miami in the national championship game on January 19th in Miami. If it's the Ducks that advance, they'll be facing former Oregon coach Mario Cristobal, whose departure from the Ducks for the Hurricanes opened the door for Dan Lanning to arrive in Eugene. Kind of cool storyline that could be a possibility there. Today's Peach Bowl will kick off just after 4:30. You can tune in for pregame coverage starting at 2:30 right here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. I'm Joey Keran. This has been the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Becky Home Insurance Agent.